Lanyap, a little something extra, a feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM.
I'm Jay Curtis. Joining me today is Stephanie Mock. She's the network director for a relatively new program in our area called Family Promise. Welcome to Lanyap, Stephanie.
Thank you.
And it's so good to have you. Good to have you. Said you've been here in Stubbs Hall before, but never been upstairs to the KEDM studio. So a big welcome to be here for the first time.
Thank you.
Tell us, what is Family Promise? And tell us about the program first.
Well, Family Promise is an interfaith-based transitional sheltering program. It's here in Ouachita Parish to help serve the homeless families transition from that homelessness to obtain permanency in the community.
And so I've seen a little bit of your material just from the nature of somebody who ends up without a job or ends up with a foreclosure or ends up with just any number of life crises that you guys, your program is designed to be able to help with that. How do you do that?
Well, we do that by offering a day center. We have a day center where I do case management with the guest. We work on services, applying for services that they may qualify for. And also we have congregations who provide our overnight lodging for our families to be able to get a good night's sleep, well-rested, in a safe, home-like environment.
How did the program get started? Because this is something that's part of a national network.
Exactly.
Tell us about how it got started here in our area.
Well, it's been in the making about 2.5 years now. And so we kicked off about April when I came on board. Our affiliate of a national chapter that started back in 1983 by Karen Olson. The affiliate is in Summit, New Jersey, and we have over 141 networks, 125,000 volunteers, and 5,000 congregations nationwide.
Wow.
So this is not a program that was just invented, right here in Ouachita Parish. This was something that already existed. We do have an affiliate in Lafayette and Longview, Texas, or a couple of our closer networks.
And I found it curious that your title with your organization is not, you're not an executive director, you're not a director, but you're the network director. Tell me how that works with what it is that you do.
Well, I guess I do fall under that title, but also the executive director. The networking between the congregations, other affiliates, making sure that we're following our guidelines and policies and explaining all that to our guests. But and also we do trainings with our congregations, and I'm in charge of that because I am the only employee other than our van driver at this time. And that's how every Family Promise starts. We have to do trainings with the congregations to make sure that they understand what we are doing for our families and what their part is in serving our guests.
So tell me, well, you've also got a large base of volunteers. If somebody wants to get involved, what's the process for that? Obviously, they give you guys a call first, but then how does that work as far as training goes?
Well, we do need volunteers, but we do have to go through a small training, go through a background check for our day center because they are maybe working with children. However, we do have to explain some of our protocol because Family Promise is not like any other agency in town. We do have guidelines that we have to follow, and we do want our families to feel the utmost confidentiality, and we do have to train our volunteers. And just calling me and setting up an appointment to get the background of Family Promise and what their job duties may be to help out is very well welcome.
What's that number?
The number is 654-4101.
And okay, if you had a family referred to you, can you give us an example of what a typical referral that you get and the steps that family would take to go through the program?
Well, first of all, just setting up the appointment, preferably, the earlier the better, because we do have to do we do drug screens and background checks because that's for safety for our volunteers and for our volunteers at the congregations. And then they come to the day center and we discuss what our program is about. They get a lot more detail, by just coming to our day center and explaining our guidelines and if it may be a fit for their family.
Okay. What are some of the things that would, guidelines that would determine how you guys would fit?
Well, it is a willing to work program. They have to, if they have Well, we assist families with minor children, and they do have to be looking for jobs, 10 job searches a week, and also finding child care for their children because,
right.
you know, families, mother or father cannot be out, using the transportation, the local buses, and if they have a personal or private vehicle, doing that with their children. So it is a requirement that they apply for services to assist with child care and get them in a child care or a daycare or whether they're in school, and they have to be out looking for work because
okay.
our day center is where we just do the case management. However, it is their motivation and their will that actually keeps them in the program because we do go by a two-week probationary period. That is the first week of, having record replacement if the need be, if they need Social Security cards, because if you've moved place to place, that may have gotten lost in the shuffle. So we
right.
work on that, and then the second week, maybe an appointment or a job interview or things like that, So there are a lot of elements to the program, but we do discuss all of that, and it's a lot of signatures involved. So
after that 2 week probationary period, what happens then?
Well, based on the motivation, whether they're working or still looking, if they are complying with the program with doing their 10 job searches a week, then they our program the minimum is approximately 30 days. We do allow more time depending on motivation, depending on how much they saved, because this is also a savings program.
Okay.
Because we do provide all of the needs for our guests, because our churches are making their home-like meals or very good meals, and they get to fix their lunch after that to bring with them the next day. And then it kind of repeats like that. And each congregation serves for 7 days, and then it rotates to a new church every 7 days.
Okay. I'm talking with Stephanie Mock. She's the network director for Family Promise. Stephanie, what would you say your biggest need right now is?
Well, volunteers, because every Family Promise nationwide is primarily staffed with volunteers. We could not do it without volunteers, and we have had a couple call just from seeing the webcast from KTVE, which was very, very nice, it makes a difference, because the more volunteers we have, we can meet our capacity to assist in our guests, and we actually assist only 14 individuals at a time. That's 14 altogether.
It's the whole family.
Exactly.
Okay.
Well, parents and children, that could be 2, 3, or 4 families, depending on the size. So
okay.
volunteers are very well needed, and they can just call the day center, and we can set up an appointment to, see if they're, would like to be a part of our program.
To start going through the process. How many different churches are you partnering with right now?
Right now we have 12. Our goal is 13 and possibly more. So if they're interested in that, they can also call me, regarding that. Because overall, if without the congregations, Family Promise cannot exist.
Right. What's the number to call to get in touch with the Day Center?
It is, again, 654-4101.
Thank you so much. Stephanie Mock is the network director with Family Promise. And I'm Jay Curtis with Lanyap. Stephanie, thank you so much.
Thank you for letting me be here.
You've been listening to Lanyap, a feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM. The views expressed on the program may not necessarily reflect the views of KEDM or the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Lanyap is produced at the studios of KEDM.